Nikki. And I don't know where you're from, honey. But you're here.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers, and happy birthday, Dan. My sobriety birth date is 2/21/07, and I can't believe that I'm here today, and I'm sober, and I'm so grateful to be here. What it was like and what happened and what it's like now. What it was like was when, you know, I started out when I was drinking that it was fun, and basically I liked the effect produced by alcohol. But it wasn't shortly long after I started drinking that other things started happening. I started having consequences in my life. You know, I would step on the toes of my fellows and they'd retaliate, and I would then have a pity party about it and wonder what, why me? But basically, whenever I drank, I was miserable. I was disconnected from everyone. I felt useless. And that was the thing that kind of got me the most, is those feelings. And it wasn't until I found a sponsor later on that she described, you know, the body and the mind and the spirit and how an alcoholic's naturally restless, irritable, and discontent. And that was basically how I lived, day in and day out. And something happened to my drinking. I mean, originally it started out fun, and it quickly moved into something that was for fun and a luxury, and it became a necessity. I couldn't imagine my day without being intoxicated or drinking. And again, those consequences came up. During that time, I mean, I overdosed. I lost a marriage. I couldn't hold a job. I hurt my family. I wasn't a daughter. I wasn't a family member. I wasn't a friend. I didn't know how to be of use to others. I'm basically selfish and self-centered, and it causes me to hurt people. And then I want to sit back and have a pity party about it and wonder why. But what happened is, these things had happened. I could no longer go to school. I could no longer hold a job. And I went out on a bender. And I was gone for a couple days. I was holed myself up into a hotel room. And I decided to drive home. And on the drive home, I had no clue what time of day it was. It was rush hour traffic. And now I don't remember this because I blacked out. I passed out. And part of it, when I got in the car, it was a blackout. But this is what the police report said. Is I entered the traffic, and it was rush hour traffic in the morning, and there was a train of ATF agents on the way to serve a search warrant. I was going 90. They were going about 45. I cut in, rear-ended, hit 4 ATF agents because I had passed out. And I kind of came to. I was in the hospital. I mean, I was physically okay. But, I mean, that was it. I totaled everything. My last material possession that I had, I destroyed. And my entire life, I remember going home and, again, pity party, self-pity, wondering, God, how did I get here? Why? And my family ran an intervention on me, and there was a lot of frothy emotional appeal, and it wasn't going to get in. It didn't get in. But there was a period of 24 hours after that where I really felt that I had totaled my life. I mean, there was no going up. I mean, I was probably going to go to jail, or I was going to die. I had already been in the hospital several times. And they had asked me to go to rehab, and I was like, I'll give you 30 days, whatever. And I went in, and I started getting this, clarity, and it felt good. And in this rehab, they had me go to AA meetings, and I saw people like you and I had been to AA meetings before, and I saw you guys happy and productive, and members of the community, some of you, you know, most of you, and I thought it was a farce. I thought you guys were putting up this big act. I didn't think that you guys could truly be happy, joyous, and free. But there was something you guys had that I wanted. So I did what I was told to do. I was told to go to a meeting and get a sponsor. I got a sponsor, and she sat down with me every week. We read the big book, and it was word for word, page for page. And she explained to me that I had an illness that affected my body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, I really felt like if you'd gone through the things I'd gone through, you'd drink like I drank. But when I drank, sometimes I had the best intentions to have one drink or two drinks, and I couldn't stop until I was obliterated. And, You know, and the body, you know, the mind thing, you know, whenever I wasn't drinking, I was always thinking about when I got off work and I was going to drink, or the weekend, or what my plans were. But the thing that, like, really got to me was that spirit part. She explained it was, you know, restless, irritable, and discontent, and it was a hole in the gut feeling. And I, every single day, woke up with that hole in the gut feeling. And it was miserable. And it was painful. And, you know, and I worked the steps. And I worked them right out of the big book. And, something began to happen. I remember I went on this cruise, and I had about 6 months sober. I was right in the middle of my fourth step. And my sponsor and her husband took bets against each other that I was going to go drink. And I didn't. And what this amazing thing happened. I had just enough clarity at that point that I was able to go in and see people, you know, drink like I drank and act like how I acted. And I realized that, and they felt the way that I felt. And I realized I never had to feel that way or do those things ever again. And I finished my steps, and one of the most amazing things now is being able to sit down with a newcomer and share my story with them and see the change in them that happened in me. And when I came in, I was lost, and I felt like a little girl, and I no longer feel that way anymore. Dan said being comfortable in his own skin. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and that in itself is amazing. You know, and it doesn't mean that my life's perfect. It doesn't mean that things don't happen, but I've learned to be a friend, I've learned to be a family member, I've learned to be a daughter, I've learned to be productive, and I truly am happy, joyous, and free. And when things crop up, I have tools to manage those things, to, you know, and one of the most amazing things that I thought never would happen was finding a higher power, because I had a resentment against God my entire life. And sitting down with a sponsor and going through the big book and really being, you know, she said, all you have to do is lay aside prejudice and express a willingness. And I did. And I found a higher power that was loving and gentle and all of these things. And that was totally amazing to then believe in something bigger than myself. You know, I saw this sign on this church and I've been passing it. And it says, are you alive or just existing? And I don't even know that when I was drinking that I was just existing. I think what I felt was so much worse than existing. I mean, existing for me, like, would have been a great thing. I mean, I was miserable. And now I can say, you know, I feel alive. I remember reading the sign, and I was like, I'm alive! It felt great. You know, and I have a sense of usefulness. I have a purpose in my life. I have a connection with my higher power. I no longer feel disconnected from my fellows. You know, and whenever I do something and I hurt someone, I'm able to go back and correct it, you know, and make amends to that person. And that's powerful and freeing. And it was basically, you know, because of all of you being in these rooms, that you all helped me get sober and be here today. Because I saw something in you that I wanted. So I thank you very much for letting me share, and thanks.